Actress and activist Ashley Judd was in Toronto recently to speak at the Canadian Women's Foundation annual breakfast about women's rights in the third world and steps to fight human trafficking. And before that event, she spoke with our Rudy Blair.
Ashley Judd tells me it was important for her to speak at the Canadian Women's Foundation.
I love foundations that help individuals who are so concerned and want to make a difference but don't know where to start.
Judd says she became an activist for women's rights because she was abused as a child.
I was molested, and I tried to tell an adult, and those adults, it was a young married couple, said, oh, he's a nice man, that's not what he meant. I was seven. I'm sure that that was a huge turning point for me.
She adds, as a survivor, her advice for anyone dealing with abuse.
I would say get help and help is available. I felt alone, but I discovered I was not alone and that there were people who understood as others could not, because so often there's the sexual exploitation over which we may be powerless, and the system in which we're trapped over which we may be powerless. But we can be responsible for our own addictions. We can be responsible for the ways that we numb out. We can be responsible for the ways in which we do participate.
For more info, log on to CanadianWomen.org. Rudy Blair, 680 News.
And the recent Ebola outbreak is also shedding a harsh light on the difficulty of bringing medical care to people in underdeveloped nations.
Hospitals can be hard to find in some spots, which is what Care to Communities is trying to change.
Our goal is to bring primary health care to communities where it's needed.
Founder Elizabeth Sheehan says C2C uses donations to transform abandoned shipping containers into instant medical clinics and installs them in places where simple supplies can save lives.
Children in the developing world die from completely treatable illnesses, diarrhea, pneumonia, malaria.
Sheehan says the clinics can become self-sustainable by charging small fees and hiring local residents as staffers and advisors. Karen Chase, ABC News.